he was sitting alone, and they had, I believe, 6 squad cars show up to remove one person from the park. And right after they did that, 3 other people actually decided that they were going to occupy the park as well, and they were immediately escorted out of there too.
Yesterday morning, 4 other members of Occupy Tampa were arrested while attempting to camp in Kylie Garden. On Saturday night, police asked protesters to remove the tents they had set up in the garden. After they complied, officers left, but then returned around 3 Sunday morning and arrested the 4 who refused to leave. Protester Carrie Welsh caught the arrests on her camera. As Tampa police threatened to arrest Fitzgerald Scott, some of his friends recited the First Amendment using the people's mic.
Because I am exercising my First Amendment right of the Constitution. Does anybody have the Constitution handy?
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Congress shall make no law.
Congress shall make no law.
Respecting the establishment of religion.
Respecting the establishment of religion.
Or abridging the freedom of speech.
Or abridging the freedom of speech.
Or of the press.
Or of the press.
Or the right for the people to peacefully assemble.
Or the right for the people to peacefully assemble.
And to petition the government.
And to petition the government.
For redress of grievances.
For redress of grievances.
The protesters say they were charged with trespassing and their arraignments are pending, but they were released from jail after 30 minutes of processing. One was volunteer firefighter Tim Summers. During the day on Saturday, he and other members of Occupy Tampa marched with the local Move On group to protest at Bank of America's Tampa headquarters. Summers said they also marched to protest the bank's foreclosure seminars at the Tampa Convention Center.
A few days ago, they were walking out. I mean, there was someone with such pissed off faces, we wouldn't even go and talk to them, you know, because you could just tell they were just so mad and so heartbroken that they're not getting any help from the banks that should be helping them right now. And they're just really pissed off. So hopefully that's going to help our numbers.
The mortgage modification outreach event was meant to help homeowners going through the pains of the foreclosure process. But many people still think Bank of America has been so complicit in mortgage fraud that they will provide little more than additional disappointment. Wesley Johnson is a retired professor from the College of Medicine at the University of South Florida. He said that Bank of America should be divested.
Make them so small that they, if they fail, they won't screw everybody else in the country and you won't require any bailouts. Okay, plus, the added benefit is the amount of jobs, the number of jobs that will be created when you break these companies down into little bitty pieces. Okay, each one's going to have a board of directors. They're going to have managers and presidents and vice presidents and so on. They'll give all that employment will help. And I just don't mean Bank of America. I mean all the banks, all the large corporations, whether they're in the financial industries or whether they're in some other industries. The big oil companies, divest all those as well. The amount of jobs that will be created is astronomical.
Tim Grantham wore an inmate uniform as a costume, both protesting past arrests and predicting the arrests that would soon follow. His orange jumpsuit said First Amendment above the breast pocket.
As a visual performance, I guess you could say, how Mayor Buckhorn and the rest of the city council are treating the First and Fourth Amendments. So I offer people that, are in the occupation to come up and throw the book at me, if you will, or beat me. Because I am the First Amendment.
While some media sources have portrayed Occupy Tampa as largely young, white, and middle class, about 20 people well into their 50s from Move On marched in solidarity with Occupy Tampa and the Move Your Money Project. Move On organizer Harry Clayton helped plan the march.
We'd like to see people move their money out of the big banks because, number one, they're abusing their customer base. They're charging. They've taken their investment losses that they in the big collapse of 2007-2008, they lost a lot of money, and they've taken and used their customer base as a way of recouping those losses, which isn't particularly fair to the customer base because it wasn't the customer base that was making harebrained investments in things that were insecure. They've also been involved in foreclosure fraud, so we'd like people to move their money to small local banks. There are still some small banks that are left.
And Victoria Young held a sign that showed the Black Power flag and read, "We are the 99%.
I think that like more black people should come out here because it's just not for white people. It's just not for, we are affected by this too, whether if you realize it or not.
A total of 20 Occupy Tampa protesters have been arrested during the last month. Lieutenant Colonel Jason Barger served in the U.S. Army. He stands with Occupy Tampa because he said they are standing up to what he calls unjust treatment by law enforcement.
I've been out of the military for 10 years. I'm supposed to get 100% medical. I took a bullet in my head, one in my chest, one in my hip, two in my knees, and one in my ankle. 10 years, I'm supposed to get 100% medical. I haven't seen a dime. Now I live out here on the streets. I'm oppressed by the police, the government, and all those politicians, tired of the crap. Somebody needs to do something for us.